Drumjeerig to Benouri. I fell asleep and the fairies came from just beyond the Drumjeerig springs and they crept into my dreams, like sunlight streaking into the peat stacks heaped upon the crackling dry banks of Bog Myrtle. And they played games and danced and they'd sing fairy psalms. And they'd made me dream that I'd been to a ceilidh, where choirs of angels hymned runrig songs. And then they woke me up, and at the foot of Ben Doran, I lay in the sun all alone, and then it came to me it was no dream at all, for last night, dear Lord, I was there singing the songs, tears streaming down my face. And so I count myself blessed to be a friend of the Cuntin Bard. As I walked up Ben Doran from the green and grassy hollow where I lay and upon the wee folk, the sunlight caught the shape of a woman dressed in bleached bone white among the stones, as if tending the Lord's tomb. And as I walked closer, she turned to me, and I wondered what in God's name is such a woman doing on such a hill on such a day, and me here all alone. And is it Hail Mary, Blessed Mother of God, or is it Antaran? But I was so scared, my heart beat so fast and hard that it almost ripped my ribs apart and left a chasm in my cage. For the language of the Gael I cannot speak, but with which I dream, is the spaces between the bars that keeps this tiger in. And I approached tentatively, fearful yet faithful that all would be well, and so when I walked up to her she was a standing stone covered in the whitest moss that the highlands can cloak the clachan with. And so I laughed and said, "What a fright you gave me," and moved on. The scientists always have an explanation for everything, and so would smirk at my reverence for Antaran, talking to a stone and dancing with the wee folk. For even the reformed theology of the black bowler hats would say the stone in my head is full of supernatural nonsense. But they are wrong, because despite their best efforts at empirically, ethnically cleansing the faith out of my heart, I hold fast. And so you may ask how I can thole this onslaught, and my answer is twofold. The first is to walk to the top of a mountain and hear the voices of the ghosts, and the second is this: stand me in a tin tabernacle and sing with me Harishé Rigliaun, as the priesty prepares the wee bitty bread and the wee droppy wine to remind us that the holy sacraments extend beyond the table, even to the top of Ben Uri, where Antaran told me this. Every one of you should stop talking about nonsense like politics and what is happening to your country. For divine providence ensures all is well, and if you see wrong in your world, it is because you make the mistake of standing back not far enough to see the all, or worse still, standing behind the tapestry and arguing over the backstitching, and fretting over Westminster, Brussels, or Hollywood, because the fact of the matter is this, that when you stand up into this gale, force, wind, and look all around you, then if you have eyes to see, you will see empty glens and empty hills, for there is absolutely nothing here. The Gael, all they can hear is the weather and the wind, but you, if you have ears to hear, you shall hear the women weeping and the men all lamenting. And do you know why there's no one here any more? It is because we turn upon ourselves, plaited serpents, ever turning like the pages of history, in upon ourselves, fighting over stupid ideas and ideologies, and being dragged into stupid fights about whether a Scottish Catholic or a German Protestant should sit upon their fat arse, upon a fat throne, Down and London of the cloaks, clan turned upon clan, and then, when you lost, though many of your Cataghan friends won, chief turned against the people, and the chiefs ran to London, and in their places they dumped the improvers upon us, for nature abhors vacuums. And do you know where they came from? Aye, not from Brussels, not from London or Westminster, not even from Holyrood, but from over your shoulder, over the Murray Firth, the lowlands, and gentle farms that spawned ideas, and the likes of Seller and Loch, who came here in the name of progress, but all they did was destroy everything, bringing it upon yourselves like Babylon and Rome. And now what do you do? All you do is argue with each other over madness like independence or dependence, which divides and rules, and that's what they want. So, stand up, and I shall say one more thing. There's only one group of people who are fit to care for the fate and destiny of this land, and that is the true Highlander. With Highland seed that drags history back to the very beginnings, and so from those first Eden roots, only knows Highland ideas. And how do you know these people? Because when they stand here atop Uri, on this holy ground, the dust and the bones of their forefathers touches their skin and makes their hearts swell with pride and joy, and their tongues sing the songs of hope in a language that is never heard any more. Awaken and hear the ancient cry of the exiles. Yes, these are the joys a man is blessed with, as he climbs the hills and wanders through the glens of light with a head full of Runrig songs. And so, as I scaled the final summit, you'd have heard me shouting at everyone, despite there being no one within 5 miles of me. Some may say I have money, but all I have is shekels. I am, by their measure, poor. But as I walk up this ben, I am the wealthiest man on God's earth, for I am able to make this journey towards heaven, right here, from Drumgerrig to Ben Doran, past Antaran, to Ben Uri.